Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's got to be the fourth Thursday of the month.
Man up.
Clam. With Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and the McWonderful.
McWonderful's Mobile Welding, Gavin McKinnon's with us today. 22 years old, with $2 million worth of tools on the back of his truck that he always organizes nicely until he gets to the job site and it looks like a tornado hit it. That's what he said. No, Hurricane Katrina.
Sounds about
good
right.
Evening, everybody, and welcome to Man Up. It's our Thursday night show, and we're testing a new libation tonight, and we're going to be talking about a number of things that's been going on.
Gavin, you can't have any. I promised your mom.
I wish.
He's just saying mom, that because she's on here, huh?
Hey, mom, you should have just seen his face. Yeah. Just seen his face.
It was a face of sadness.
And here he thought he was an adult.
I had a, just missing.
No, your brain doesn't stop, isn't fully formed to your 25. So we got to, with the exception of Perry, who's still forming.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Perry's still forming. Yeah. I want someone to call in. I want someone to call in today that is an idiot so I can say, hey, man the hell up. I have a dream about that the other night, that someone actually did that.
Okay, I just turned this thing on.
Hey. A man who wants to play women's sports, it'd be good.
Oh my God.
Please call me.
Oh. You know what?
Please call me.
Did you see where the transgender volleyball player playing on the girls' team just really screwed up a girl on the other team with a slam to her face, with the volleyball.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smashed her nose and everything.
And
their team is saying, we're not playing anybody that's got transgenders on the other team. They're just, too strong.
And how can you blame them?
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, when you watch college level or professionals or Olympics, those girls, when the girls are up in the air and they hit that ball, I mean, that thing's already going, but when you see the guys hit it,
nuts.
Yeah, and it just
get out of
it
the
took
way.
Her, it, yeah, it really damaged her face. So the high school team said, we're not going to play anymore.
Where was that at?
It's back east someplace. I'm not sure where.
They put her in the hospital.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Gavin saw it too.
There's all kinds of interesting news out there. The wrestlers, the two dudes in Wyoming that wrestled the bear.
Okay, let's
they manned up. I want to toast them right now.
Let's toast them. Man up to the wrestlers in Wyoming and the grizzly bear.
To the bear wrestlers.
Carl, let's read that story. I think our listeners would love to hear that story. I mean, that story is awesome. Did you see it, Perry?
I did, yeah.
It's nuts. You see the picture of them?
Yeah.
They wrestle like 149, too. So they're not like the 240 heavyweights.
Yeah. And there's four of them. Yeah, and it sure looked like the bear got in his licks.
Oh, he did.
Oh, boy, yeah.
The bear walked away. He swaggered. Kendall Cummings and Brad Lowry, college wrestlers at Northwest College in Powell, Montana. Went out with two other of their buddies, four of them, and they were just hiking and looking for shed antlers. So, what are shed antlers? If people don't know what I'm talking about,
they're the cast offs because deer, elk, etc., antlered animals, not horned animals, they lose their antlers every year. So you can go collect them, and they're a prize.
They are a prize, yeah. And a lot of people go out in the woods, in the mountains, to pick them up. And think about this. Think about an elk dropping its antlers. Mm-hmm. And then all the things you can do. They make so many things out of them.
Our friend Don Walgamuth raises dogs just to do that.
Just to find them.
Really?
Yeah, anyway,
really cool.
They're out there in the Shoshone National Forest where they've been hiking and searching for antlers. And Lowry turns around. He said, there's all this bear scat around. He says, maybe we shouldn't be here. And about that time, the grizzly bear came, attacked Lowry, got him on the ground, and was chewing on him. And he said, I didn't know what to do. I mean, what do you do? And, I curl up in a ball. Now, is that good, curling up in a ball, pretending you're dead?
play dead.
Everybody looks at Perry
that.
Like
yeah.
he's done it before.
you know, here's
what's up, Perry.
I can't really answer that because I've never had to play dead because whenever I've been in close proximity of a bear, I have a gun and the gun wins.
Yeah. I just saw something and it says,
but I have flocked at 35 miles an hour, so you're not getting away.
I've seen a meme that said for bear attacks, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, out of sight. You know.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you have no chance with a polar bear. But you might have a chance fighting back with a black bear, depending on its size. And the other ones, I've heard that
That's
too.
Easy.
You know, yeah. Pretend you're dead while he's chewing on you.
No, I'm a black bear.
Yeah, I'm a black bear.
Yeah. You know, I walk right up on them and they just run away.
Well, yeah, but.
We're talking about the ones that don't.
Talking like ones with like a cub.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, yeah. Lowry's on the ground. And I curled up in the ball. He got me a few more times. His buddy, Cummings, 149 pounds here, he had to do something. He said, I'm not going to lose my brother, my friend. And he attacks the grizzly bear.
Goes for a bear ride.
He grabs the grizzly's ear and pulls it. Grizzly goes, okay, turns around and chews the hell out of Lowry. Cummings. Chews the hell out of him. He's got him on the ground. He's chewing on his head. Knocking him to the ground. I could hear his teeth when it hit my skull.
Oh.
And I could tell when he'd bite down on my bones and they kind of crunch. It tackled me, chewed me up a bit, and when it was done, it just kind of wandered off. And I called over to Brady to see if he's okay. Well, guess what? Bear heard that. Came back, got him again.
No.
Yeah. So, but then the bear left. And these two helped each other up. You can imagine the blood, head wounds, broken bones.
Absolutely.
And they start staggering. They run into their other two friends who do first aid on them, tried to stop the bleeding, and then they staggered out and ended up getting medevac. But they both lived. And
hey, I'm going to tell you that.
I tell you, those two are bonded forever. Just let me tell you. Those two guys are bonded forever.
I can tell you this right now. They are lucky.
Yeah.
That grizzly bear will kill you. I mean, people don't even understand, like, oh, yeah, look at that bear. What does it go, about 350? I know some 350-pound men. They're not that fast. I'll tell you this right now. A bear, and they can, I mean, and the strength of them and their arms.
Yeah, they run 35 miles an hour. You're not outrunning them.
No. And you're not going to outfight them either because at the end of the day, they've got the arm strength of, I mean, like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
They're taking you down.
They only had to hike out 5 miles.
That's it?
Yeah. So, so this goes to a question that people always ask me. When I go backpacking, should I pack a weapon?
Of course.
If I'm not hunting.
Two. Why don't you ask them?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's give them a call. If you're listening, call in and let us know if you wish you'd had a firearm.
Cummings ended up with 60. They both had surgery. Cummings had to get 60 staples in his head, and they got a picture of him here. And you can,
I know. I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
Freaking man up. The dude is a stud.
The one that rescued his buddy looks like he got the worst of it. And
what's funny is
Lowry's with a broken arm as well as lacerations to his back, shoulder, and right leg. That was the original attack. Anyway.
He was hanging on, man. Hanging on.
Grabbed a grizzly bear's ear.
Yeah.
He should have bit it. That would have been a better story.
He should have just gone over.
Put it as far as I could in my mouth.
He should have put a leg bar on him.
Molared it.
Put a leg bar on
him.
Rolled him over like Ronda Rousey you would have. Or a rear naked chokehold on the bear.
Oh, God.
And
that would have been awesome.
Video it, Luke. Until the bear taps out. Okay.
Yeah. Video it.
You know what? These two young men.
I thought when they met up with their buddies that you were going to tell us that one of their buddies said to the other, I wish I'd have been there. I would have whipped its rear end and the bear to come back.
You know what?
All right, fine.
There's no doubt in my mind, brother. If I was on the ground being chewed by a bear, you'd be right in there.
Dude, I would be all over it.
Yeah.
But the difference is, I'd be like, get him off you, Carl. punch him.
Remember, kick that bear. Kick that bear and try and distract him.
Yeah.
I'd be running around just to get the angle so the passer wouldn't hit Carl.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You got to do some hunter math, Perry, to make sure the angle's right.
No. Perry knows hunter math because he dove for the ground when I was shooting one day.
I was in charge of that hunter math. Yeah, I knew what was going on.
That's going there. Run, Perry, run.
That's not what I said. I said, shoot over him, Carl. And then I said, shoot him again, Carl. Perry's doing the hokey pokey like he's
When you said shoot him again, I did ask you, Perry or the boar?
I said, shoot the boar, yeah.
Oh, the boar.
Well, he's coming down, yeah. But I mean, Perry was flatter than I ever seen a person before.
You know what? He was ground level.
That was fantastic.
Under the weeds.
We call it in the military rectal deflate. That's where you crawl into your butt and stay there. Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me once. She's a friend.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, Perry Crimmins, and McWonderful Welding.
McWonderful's Mobile Welding.
Mobile Welding. Okay.
We were talking on break. That's not the only thing he does mobile.
That's right. Oh, God. And, but we're not going to talk about that because what goes on break stays on break.
Oh, how fun it would be to be 22 again.
Boy, someone would be in trouble, and I'm not really sure who.
I wish if I was going to be 22 again, I wish I knew everything that I know now.
Let me think this over.
Yeah, because my life would probably be different. I'd still be in the Marines, but probably would have made some different choices in there.
Might not make it to 25.
Well, there were times, and I know you, same thing with you, I never knew if I was going to make 25. Sometimes I was hoping for another 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, but that's a whole, you know, that's a whole macho thing in the service because, quite frankly, you're not in charge of it. Someone else is in charge
of it, right?
So what you have to learn, just like when Perry, when you and I were on that highway in Mexico, you just have to learn to give it up and like, hey man, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. I'm not going to be in charge of it. So why sit around and worry about it? And that's a true thing. So what happens is you get, because you're fearful of it, you're fearful of that, right? That you get this macho thing going, well, I don't really care. That's not true at all. When you hear that, it's just not true. It's very true, but you're not in charge of it. So you just kind of like, oh,
when people say, were you ever scared? How can you not be? Any sane person, you know, has their concerns, but you just, you know, you got a job to do, and you can't let your other buddies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk to our guest.
McWonderful's Mobile Welding, Gavin McKinnon, my buddy. I thought, no better dude to have on Man Up than a 22-year-old mobile welder.
So doing a job.
Thank you, sir. Let's tell us who Gavin is. Are you a local guy?
I grew up actually down in Livermore, which if you don't know where that is, it's like in between Oakland and Tracy.
Uh-huh. I know Livermore.
So grew up down there and then moved around quite a bit and then lived in Modesto and got my welding certifications, and here I am.
Decided to start your own business.
Yeah, I was actually going to go on a pipeline, and right before I left, my dad goes, hey, I need your help at the ranch for 3 months. I was like, all right, no problem. Yeah, 3 months turned into 2 3/4 years.
Nice. They've got, I've welded one or two times, and it is a, it's an art, really.
Oh, yeah.
It is an art, and there's all different types of welding. Now, can you do all of the, you know, I think there's what, arc and others.
TIG.
MIG.
Yeah. I can do most of them. Gas. Uh-huh. Now, I'm not super great at TIG, and I will tell you right now, I cannot weld aluminum worth my life. If my life depended on it, I'm telling you, I'm dying right there.
Okay. Got it.
Two things. McKinnon welding aluminum and me growing a beard. Either one of us, if our life depended on it, would be too bad.
Well, there's one positive thing, Gavin. You're 22. You can learn to weld still.
Oh, yeah.
I got plenty of time.
Yeah, he'll never grow a beard.
Yeah, I'll never grow a beard. You can learn how to weld aluminum. My beard days are over. Even if I wanted to.
I heard you can paint them on, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I've done it before.
Hey, look, next time the horse is shedding, I'll bring you some hair, and you can just kind of like spray this liquid epoxy on your face, and we'll just put it on there.
Oh, I don't.
Now it'll be a black and white beard.
I don't want to break into your stash, Carl. I know you need
okay.
it.
No, not me. So what kind of jobs do you do? I mean, mobile welding. You said today you were working on some place.
Yeah, today I'm working at one of my buddy's places off Balls Ferry. He got me doing a fence, an iron rod fence.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago I was fixing on a dozer. And then before that I was fixing up a sawmill and helped my neighbor build his lumber milling trailer. It's like a trailer that's a sawmill, so mobile. It's like 30 foot long. It has extensions on it. It's pretty cool. But anything.
Now, wanting to work on the pipelines is a great job for welders. High pay. Constant work. And then our president shut down the pipeline.
Yeah,
and that put a lot of people out of work, and nobody seems to know, you know, oh, well, they can get jobs in the solar industry. So, can you?
Yeah.
You could technically, but a lot of my buddies who are on the pipeline got out of work, and now they're still just trying to find jobs anywhere they can. Yeah, living in Nebraska and stuff like that.
Right.
All you had is the pipeline. They're not putting any solar in Nebraska.
They were making $10,000 to $12,000 a month easy doing that.
Easily.
Yeah. Probably more than that.
It's like 100-some bucks an hour, then 700 per diem a week, and then, and you got all your stuff paid for. And they were living out of trailers making bank. Now, I feel bad.
Yeah. That's a darn good paying gig. I mean, and really, you know, old fashioned boot wearing business, tough, you know, early in the morning to late at night, 7 days a week type stuff that, you know, men and women by the way, made a good living at while it was going on. I mean, I'd be into that.
Yeah, now they're giving all that extra cash to Bernie Sanders.
Well, I know that the
is that Colonel Sanders' nephew?
Exactly.
Is that Colonel?
Granddad.
I heard,
Colonel Sanders' granddad.
Oh, it's granddad, right. Yeah.
Shasta College has a welding class there, and, you know, it's always full, and their welders are finding jobs. I mean, they're poaching them out of the class.
Yeah.
And many times, you know, once you get your certificate. And what you were doing on the heavy equipment, they get a heavy equipment license, and along with that, they get the welding license.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It just goes together in the CDL and all that. So, So it kind of all is, you know, welding, heavy equipment, moving the equipment and all that.
Yeah,
so.
No, I went to school down in Modesto, and I'm really happy I'm up here because that place was a hellhole.
It still
is.
Oh,
yeah. It's nothing.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Modesto, that's Brian Seamus, our friend, my friend that I had in here that just got out of prison.
Yeah.
He did the Exchange Club today.
Oh, he did do
he
that.
Went and spoke at the Exchange Club.
Good.
It was really something.
Yeah, Linda spoke there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And after Brian was on the show, somebody called him immediately to try and get him on to talk. And who we're talking about, of course, is a young man that was a classmate of Ted's who made some wrong decisions in his life and ended up spending, 32 years in prison.
That's a while.
But then in there, he realized that, you know, I'm not going to do it. I can't continue to do this.
Right.
And completely changed his life. He was on a life sentence on the three strikes. You know, three strikes, you're out.
He struck out.
He was one of those few that when they changed that, actually did change his life.
Yep.
And is now working here. In Reading, and you know he said I did bad things.
Oh yeah, he makes no bones about it.
He's
sorry for it.
Not murder, not anything like that, but armed robbery a couple of times
in Modesto. That's what I brought up.
Yeah, I had a homeless guy take a crap in the middle of the welding shop once. I gotta tell you,
how'd he get in?
Well,
we opened the shop doors.
Your fault.
There.
You fault.
No. I opened the other shop door. All right. So technically it's the other guy's fault.
Oh,
but
there you go.
He runs in and just squats down and just right there. And we're like, what's going on?
Modesto does not have the corner on that. You can go to, you need an app in San Francisco to tell you which streets can walk on. I mean,
Modesto is not nice enough yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, San Francisco's $1.7 million toilet, right?
is that all they paid for that?
They were doing a single person $1.7 million toilet, and Newsom said no. I mean, he doesn't do many things that make sense, you know, for you know, the Gav. He did say no, we're not going to pay for that.
Apparently the extra dough wasn't going to
Who's paying for it now?
Yeah.
Is the city paying for it, or who's paying
for
it?
Why didn't he just put up porta heads and just use them? You know, I mean,
they won't though.
Well,
it's too far.
Anyway, enough of that. Let's go back to your welding now. So, somebody wants something welded, like fences or anything around their ranch, farm, or house, how do they get a hold of you?
I have a phone number.
Yeah,
or right now I have my banner up, building a website right now, and then over off of. Where is it? Off Churn Creek. I'm going to try and see if I can get one of them billboards. Put it up on a billboard type thing.
So you got a banner up on a website?
Banner up, and I'm working on the website right
now. Are you building it yourself?
No. Actually, I have a buddy who does website building.
Facebook yet?
Yes. Okay. Partially on Facebook. I have
Wonderful.
Instagram.
And you got Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
Only old people do Facebook.
McWonderful Mobile Welding.
McWonderful's welding service.
Welding.
Sorry. I thought it was McWonderful's mobile welding. That's what they told me. I'm sorry.
You could type in McWonderful. I don't think anything.
There's only a few things that are going to pop up. I'm afraid of it.
You before you met Lisa.
That's right. That was McWonderful.
You were McWonderful.
That's right.
It's my license plate.
It's what his license plate says on it. McWonderful.
MC1DRFL.
How did you come up with that?
And what's the domain name? That's what I want to know.
So my dad, back in the 70s, he went ahead and his brother had a license plate named MC1DRFL. And he got his car stolen and lost the license plates. So what I did, I went and got them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just put them on my truck, and now I'm McWonderful.
Nobody had McWonderful?
Nope.
Nobody thought of that?
I don't know how.
You are lucky.
I know.
I mean, that's creative right there.
I saw a red convertible driving down in Orange County on the freeway, and the license plate and the girl in it was blonde. Top down, it said "Spank Me." That was the one too. So, but McWonderful is pretty good. But yeah, it's "Spank Me."
Wow,
right. I'm sure that that was her name or something. That's the only way she could have had that on there.
Sarah,
we got to take
me.
We got to take
Mrs. Spank Me.
That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm gonna tell you right now. In today's world, I don't think they'd let her do that. But
I don't think so.
I don't know.
This was some time ago. Hey, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Take a load off Penny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Penny.
Or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Man Up. Thursday nights, fourth Thursday of each month, for all those people out there listening, and moms and dads and brothers, sisters, and everybody. Welcome back to the show, 634. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and McWonderful is with us.
Gavin. I'm just not even going to call him Gavin anymore. I'm just going to call him McWonderful. Where's McWonderful at?
Yeah. I really hope so. I like that.
You know old McWonderful.
McWonderful Welding is a young man. He's 20. Gavin's 22 years old. He is. He'll come to your place and do the welding there. He's got all the equipment. Fences. What else? Everything?
Heavy equipment. You can need.
Everything you need.
Anything you need. I got a business license and certification.
That's the other thing. Business license, and that's good. So you got somebody there that, you know, can be held accountable. Not that he would do bad work. But, you know, that's important that you work with people that have a business license.
Of course,
I'll take my time on every job just because my reputation is all I got.
That's right.
There you go. Exactly
good, for,
right,
good for you. You'll be around for a while.
That's the only thing you cannot buy back, man.
That's right.
Is a reputation.
You're born with one thing. Your name and your honor.
Yep, that's right.
Nobody else can take it away from you.
So good,
Perry.
For you.
What do we got with hunting here? I mean, I thought you'd be gone.
Yeah,
because I mean, you do own.
Yeah, just for hunting.
Just for hunting.
Yeah, we're actually in not a holding pattern. We actually, believe it or not, there's a pile of bears around now, and we got we took a couple out of the system a week before last. And
I've heard that there's a lot of bears out now that they have not seen. I mean, they haven't seen these numbers in a while.
Yeah, the crazy thing is I've been over on the west side trying to find a deer for myself, which I never did.
Mm-mm.
But there was pigs everywhere and bears. But there's no acorns over there. But you go over to the east side in Millville, it's just loaded with acorns. So all the bears are just piling in there eating the acorns. I mean, up in the trees eating the acorns.
Getting ready.
But the deer are right behind them, and we're hunting those too. So we have a hunt coming up next week that should be a lot of fun now that it's cool.
Yeah.
It's actually cooling off. So
it's been hot since, it's been hot since deer season started.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's a win-win for us because we hunt to the end of November. So, you know, if it's not foul weather and cold during the season, the deer don't come down. The migrating deer don't come down, so they don't get killed, right? So
right. They
come down later because they're going to breed no matter what. So we have an opportunity to hunt them in November, and there's pretty good deer that show up.
What about elk?
They're still hanging around. You know, we had a great fall this year. I have a client, a retired NBA player, that's a great dude. Ted will attest to his great dudeness.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
He's really good dude. Good. And he's using his retired NBA money to come out and hunt with us. And this year we did, I'm not sure that it ever occurred before, but we took a five-week window and we harvested all three elk species in California. We harvested a Roosevelt, a Thule, and a Rocky Mountain elk. And California is the only place that you can do that.
Wow.
That's insane.
You know, see, and here's the thing people don't realize. When you think of elk, you think of Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and all these places.
And Millville.
Now, 30 minutes from right where we are right now, you can get a world-class elk.
Oh, absolutely.
30 minutes from our station.
What was the estimate on the bull you guys killed this year?
385. Yeah, so that's world-class bull anywhere.
That's huge.
Okay, now you need to explain to people what you mean by that.
So 385 is with...
It's based on the...
The antler measurements. So total inches of antler.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, they have these...
is this Boone and Crockett?
Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, which are these conservation authorities that actually are for the wildlife. When you get an above-average... you know, animal, it's giving respect back to the animal. You know, if he makes it, you know, heck, most of the deer in this area, they barely make it to 2 years old, which, because guys like to hunt and they like to eat deer, you know, and, you know, our Fish and Wildlife makes a forked horn buck legal, which, you know, forked horn doesn't mean anything. It could be 1 year old or 10 years old,
right?
You know, but public land deer really, they get shot up pretty good, which, you know, I did it when I was younger, too. You know, it takes a while before you get to that point where you want to just shoot a mature deer all the time. And you just like looking at them sometimes and you forget to shoot.
Yeah, I saw that, the meat eater who has that, that program and watching a while.
Steve Ranella.
He had a black bear And the black bear was having a great time eating berries and all this. And he was sitting there and he goes, nah, I'm not going to shoot. And he walked away from it, at least in that
yeah,
show.
For that, yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
for
he
him.
May have come around the other side and done it, and for the next show, but he just said, no, you know, it's just yeah. I'm not going to do it. He was having a good time watching.
Yeah, no, it's just great. I mean, it's being in the woods is what it's about. You know, the harvest is a bonus. That's yep. all there is to it. And Ted's come like around the world this year as far as big game hunting, because he's always been a turkey hunter, right? Mm-hmm. And he spends days walking around looking at a lot of animals that are legal to shoot. Mm-hmm. And he just looks at him and says, no, I don't think I want that guy. He's not what I'm looking for.
Well, Ted, you went after a deer because you got that that drawing for mm-hmm. you could hunt anywhere in California and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, open zone and, deer tag.
And
yeah.
How many deer did you pass?
60
before you finally took the one that you decided.
Yeah, and quite frankly, it was getting a little short on time, so that helped me make my decision. But he was still a real good one.
No,
he was the best one I had a shot at, because it just so happened the zones I was picking were all muzzleloader zones. And, you know, you're open-sided with one shot. I don't see that great anymore. So it had to be I had to put a pretty good stock on one to get within really 50. They say, oh, you can shoot one at 100, but you can shoot one at 100 when you can see well. When you're my age, I don't see that well. So I was struggling a little bit. So I got within 50 of one and took a real nice 4-point.
So, next year you're going out with your eyesight the way it is with a knife.
Yeah. No spear.
Or spear.
Actually, neither one of those is legal method of take, so I can't see.
Glow dart gun.
What's that?
Glow dart.
Yeah. Yeah, blow dart.
Not legal either.
Not legal either. Yeah.
We're in California.
Are we seeing? I know that the deer are under assault from mountain lions and bear.
And bobcats and coyotes.
Right, but you know they're not hunting the mountain lions and bears since they said you can't hunt them with dogs. They are just exploding in their numbers, and that does have a significant impact on deer.
Oh, the predation is huge, you know, and it's we don't hunt bobcats anymore either. You know, they outlawed yeah. bobcat hunting. So they're, believe it or not, a bobcat will take down an adult deer. And so the cats or the bears, whatever, you know, the cats come in and they normally kill a deer. Like I think we talked about this before,
once
about
a week.
Seven days, 10 days, right?
Right.
Well, they
That's
kill
a lion.
Yeah, and then because they come back and feed on it, right? You know, they eat the gut first. And if you're ever out walking around the woods and you come across a carcass and it's covered up by dirt and weeds and stuff, that's a cat kill. Yep. That's just what they do. But so they come and eat off it for a few days, usually. Now they go kill a deer and they eat off it for one sitting. They leave that night. The bears come in, eat the whole thing, or the coyotes eat it, or the pigs eat it. Then the cat comes back, has no food, so he has to go kill again. So now he's killing, you know, a deer every 3 to 5 days instead of 7 to 10 days. So
yeah, and then we haven't even talked about introducing the wolves back into the equation, apex predators.
They're here. I have a friend that hunted X6A, which is up around Chester, and they saw 11 wolves just standing in the street like nothing was bothering them.
Well, nothing does bother them.
Yeah.
There was two up in Whitmore.
Yep, 11 wolves and a black SUV on each side watching them.
Yeah, making sure they stay alive.
Black Suburban.
Those two that were spotted in Whitmore, was that recently?
That was about a couple months ago. I was up there on a beeline up in the forestry checking the ditch, and I'm riding my quad, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's just two wolves just sitting there.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
But they also had black helicopters flying over them to make sure they're
keeping
okay.
them alive.
Keeping them alive.
Well, yeah, they ping your phone.
Here's the thing about wolves is they try to tell you that they're all either collared or chipped. It can't happen.
No,
I mean, they're
not
reproducing in the wild. They're just trying to scare you out of shooting them.
Right.
But the fact that they are monitoring, and they're a pack animal. So, like Gavin was saying, what they do is if they have a mortality collar on them, if it stops working, instantly they ping all the phones within 100 miles. So then they start investigating from there. You know.
They start pinging the what?
Cell phones.
Of who?
Of anybody in the area.
Oh, to see if anybody is near that. Huh?
That's federal government technology, Carl.
I didn't realize that they would just...
And they're probably using Musk's satellites to do it.
Yeah.
We We got to take a quick break here. I'm looking up in the sky for black helicopters over the building here. Man up.
They don't use helicopters anymore. Drones.
Drones. Yeah, we'll be right back.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Man Up. That's right, the fourth Thursday of the month. Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, Perry Crimmins, and our guest today, Gavin, from McWonderful.
Gavin McKinnon.
From McWonderful Welding.
Nope.
Is our guest.
McWonderful Welding Services.
Welding Services. If you can get McWonderful, you're going to get the rest of it. I don't think there's too many other people. It's not like A1.
I'm thinking about another business that would do well with that. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, we visited a few of those. When you went to Reno?
Oh, God. Do not bring it up.
Do not bring that up.
I hope Linda's not listening. That's all I got.
She's not listening. Yes, she is.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
My wife is laughing like, yeah, I don't like it either.
Statute of limitations, Carl.
You're married. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as a statute of limitations when you're married.
Oh.
What, you've never said that was last week?
That true? Oh, no, you can't even last week. That was 12 years ago, honey.
I say that. That was last week. She's like, that was last week. That was last week, but like,
you're still doing it.
On that.
You're still doing it.
Yeah. Just fix it, Carl. Get their number out of your phone.
I wouldn't have saved it in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, So what do you got going? You're getting ready to open up something, aren't you?
So my gun shop is like right on the edge. I've actually sold we sold about a dozen guns this week. Pretty proud of that. Friends, family, people that know him.
Well,
there are people that drive by at the and notice that there's a gun shop and the doors, you know, there's somebody walking around. They stop and look.
Aren't you having a 50-50 sale?
Yeah.
You provided the guns for the Marine Corps ball. We raffle off three guns every year.
Yeah.
In this case, Remington Game Master shotgun, a M&P shield, and a Rock Island 45.
Yeah, you better give me a copy of that ticket because I think I might have sold that Rock Island. I can order another one.
I don't care how many that you've sold, as long as there's one on November the 12th when they stop into your place to get it.
So. Yeah, we went and did a really fun private class up at Anselmo's. That was fun. They're great people up there.
Huh?
Oh man, the Inwood, that whole Inwood Valley area is just full of good people. And so I took a bunch of, you know what I did? I got smart. I went to the gun shop beforehand to open it up, and I took a whole bin full of stuff. Just stuff that I know that people look for on gun ranges, right? It was a Palula loaders and magazines and a couple pistols. And, I mean, just all kinds of stuff that I knew
people wanted.
And you would be amazed. I sold like half a bin of stuff.
Well, especially the reloaders. You know, cause nobody thinks they need it until they're having to load 45s or 9s, you know, 7 or 10 9 mils into a magazine that holds 10, and they can only get 8 in.
Right, yeah.
Or 7 in.
Then I just get out my loader right off my gun belt and start using it in front of them and watch their eyeballs open up like, what is he doing with that? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's called a Mag Lula loader. Yeah, it's made by Lula. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have some. You want one? I have one in my truck. Yeah, $35. That's all it's going to cost you. Hey, I got them in pink, red, white, and blue, and black.
Where's this, man?
The Mag, you know.
Where's your shop at?
The shop is 100 yards east of Shasta Lanes on Rhyolite Drive. So Shasta
Right
Lanes
off of
Boulevard.
Lake Boulevard.
Yep. If you walk 100 yards east, we're right there. Due east.
Just look for all of the tires.
Yeah, if you go too far, you
run
into the tires.
No, I called the city.
Tires gone?
About two-thirds of them are gone.
Wow.
Just completely impressed, man.
I wondered what that black smoke was.
I was complaining about the city, and I want to tell you, I want to apologize to the city. I was just in line to get them cleaned up. Now, they aren't all gone, but I'll take two-thirds of one versus nothing any day.
Yeah.
And they didn't come and see me. They didn't call me and do anything. I just showed up one day, and they were gone. I thought, you know what? Good for the city of Reading. Thank you for that.
Well, let me tell you, the city of Reading. And they, as you know, they resurfaced our street a couple years ago, and now they're putting in new sewers. You know that. You drive by all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we're talking like 12-foot trenches.
That's
here.
why I wear a mouth guard.
There has not been one day we cannot get into our driveway. There hasn't been one day that they haven't, you know, when you drive up the street and the guy's going to shut down. I said, we live up there. They'll move stuff for us.
Good for them.
This crew... And I'm trying to remember the name of it, but they are so good. I mean, they are quick. They clean up at night. There's nothing left on the street. I mean, I don't even know how they do it because, I mean, they've got the whole street. They went down one side, and now they're coming down the other.
And all the way up Placer.
And I don't know if they're the ones that did Placer, but these guys are professional. They do the job great and with the minimum disruption to your life. And they could disrupt your life.
Of course. And not care.
Yeah.
And not care. But they do care.
I will tell you something they did. They busted one of our lights that go down on the sidewalk there where you step down. And they, hey, we busted that light. We're sorry. And they replaced it.
They found it. That's a good business.
Yeah, they found it. Yeah. And I talked to the lady and she says, it's right here. I'm looking at it. And we'll bring it back. And because it was broken, one of them welded it so at least it was up there. Yeah. Didn't work, but it was up there, so you didn't have one missing.
Lights that sit on top of the brick?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Those right there.
Oh, so is this a city subcontract, or is this a personal company?
No, it's a city. The city's having it done, and it's...
it's a subcontract.
It's a subcontract. I got to get their name, too. So I got to say it out loud, because I've been... You know what it's like. Your whole life can be, you can't use your driveway.
I go up and down the street
every
day.
Can't park here.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it. They don't do that. And when they had the port ahead in front of our house. I said, well, you guys going to pump that? That day, they had somebody out there.
funny story with the Portahead. They had it at the bottom of the hill for a while there on West Street.
Oh, gosh.
And it was a gray one. It had this hand washing station and everything. I come by one evening going home, and there's a homeless guy washing his hair underneath of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was all studded up, and, I mean, hey, power to you, man. If you need to get clean, get clean, man.
At least he takes pride in his health.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, are you sure that wasn't McWonderful's Welding Services did that lamp?
Yeah, it definitely was.
You guys do that lamp?
100%. Yeah,
it's McWonderful's Welding Services, yeah.
I mean, when you own up to doing something, I mean, yeah, it was busted, and there's what a coincidence you guys are standing around here. But, no, they owned up to it.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. They came up and told you, too.
Yeah, so here one of our guys picked up a pipe and he had it on his shoulder and kind of turned around like a bad movie.
Whack.
Took it right out.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, he said, dang it.
Well, I sure hope that they plan on coming in and repaving the entire street.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, they spent all this money redoing the street.
It's Kinsey's.
And and then they tear it up. So I hope they do. I hope they come back and just, you know.
Smooth it out. They do, I sure hope they put another traffic calming device, better known as a non-speed bump. On Gold Street, so we need a third one, because boy, they just ramp up coming down that hill.
Yeah, but I know, but you know what? I can get some air coming off that ramp.
Well, you know, and I talked to one of the city guys when he was there, and I get it. They have to make them a certain. You know, when we were younger, we had speed bumps that actually would rattle your teeth when you went over them.
Oh, no, if you went over them, it was like,
yeah,
whoa.
You knew. Well, they make these for emergency vehicles. They have to be able to go over them at a certain rate of speed, right?
Well, okay.
So I get that. But a third one would definitely slow them down between the church and the first bump.
Well, there's a school there, too. So
school zones don't matter.
Not a lot of people pay attention to school zones.
No.
Not unless you get a ticket in it. So, okay.
So 100 yards east of Shasta Lanes, 11091 Rhyolite Drive. I'm my classroom's number one, gun shop's number two. My partner Steve Tumelson and I have been in there. We've got inventory of just over 100, 50-something rifles and 50-something pistols right now, and a whole bunch of pistol ammo, some rifle ammo. It's deer season, so what we had we sold already for the most part. Lots of eye and ear protection.
You got any belted ammo?
No, but I can order it. It just came out on the roster today. You can order 7.62 M556 belted ammo.
Really?
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's a dollar a round.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to buy the belt, right? Yeah, it comes in a can. S-rolled in a can.
Okay, that's kind of cool, though. I'm going to come down because I need a new gun.
Why?
It is cool. I have no idea.
Why not?
So you can take it apart? But yeah. Yeah. You can take it apart, maybe?
Yeah, you can't shoot it. You can't shoot it as is, right?
No.
No. So we've got a lot of Ruger, Benelli, Browning. What else we got in there? Some Savage.
Well, could you take
Remington? Lots of Remington. Got a whole bunch of Rock Islands for the Marines that I've sold.
Yeah.
No, I got your pistol, man. I'm just loving
it. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, I'm coming in.
I know you'll be there.
I need a new gun.
Yeah, yes, you do, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, last thoughts. Gavin?
Well,
McWonderful Welding. If you need welding, then he'll come to your house.
By all means.
What's your phone number?
925-719-4044.
There you go. Perry, last thoughts.
Hey, all I want to do is give the young man that I saw on the way down here riding his bicycle down Court Street in his work clothes, whatever hardship he had, that man, the guy manned up and went to work. And went home on his bicycle. So
man up.
So kudos to you for getting to work however you need to.
Good to have
him. I toast him.
And Ted,
I want to apologize to the super senior that pulled out in front of me today that I laid on my horn until I passed him. I realized he was super senior, could barely see over his steering wheel. I'm sorry for that. I said I was sorry. I actually rolled down my window. I said, I'm sorry. Then he looked kind of scared. I thought, man, it must look horrible. He must feel totally uncomfortable with me. His wife was in the car. I just want to apologize for that. That was a crappy thing for me to do, bad move. And I realized it was. He pulled out right in front of me. I almost killed him with my truck. But then when I laid on my horn, I pulled around him. I felt sorry.
Oh,
and he did have a handicap license plate. That was my first question. Oh, so, man. I'm sorry.
Could have been an easy fight, though.
It's just an old dude. Yeah, I got it. Well, maybe.
Maybe. He could have had a 45 in his lap. Shake that car door and all of a sudden you're eating 230 grains of...
Yeah.
My final thoughts here are elections coming up soon, and I don't care who you vote for.
You don't really?
But ask yourself this, though. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? But the other thing is so important is that you vote. You need to get out there and vote and not just complain about it, but go on out there and vote. Be heard. So
wear your sticker proudly. I always do.